Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
FM 104's Select Irish, and here in studio ahead of her headline gig is Leah Moran. Hello.
Hey Louise, how are you?
Thank you very much for popping in.
No worries, thanks for having me.
You're also going to be performing for us in a couple of minutes, but tell us about this headline show, first ever.
Yeah, big first one. It's on the 12th of May, it's upstairs in Whelan's, and I'm buzzing, but I'm nervous, obviously. The first one, like, is nerve-wracking. You know, you've played a good few gigs, but to have it be your own name and, like, your own full thing, it's a bit stressful, but I'm really excited. It should be fun.
You're going to have a full band as well.
I am, yeah. Just make me sound better. Maybe drown me out a bit.
So have you already started preparing and practicing?
Yeah. Not enough, probably. I'm kind of, my mom always says, I'm so laid back, I'm horizontal. I'm kind of one of those people, which probably isn't good. I do need to probably, like, you know, ramp it up a bit, but
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad of a thing, because then at least you're like, yeah, we'll all come together. Yeah. And it usually does either way. So
I kind of have that, like, very Irish attitude of, sure, it'll be grand. Like, even though it's probably not. Like, I do need to work. I need to put more practice in and that kind of thing, but sure, it'll be grand.
Sure, we'll all come together, be grand. But, like, you're also a busker. So how different is it to doing a headline show? Really?
Yeah, I think it's really different. Some people would probably disagree and say it's similar, but like at the gigs and stuff, I love to chat in between the songs. I never shut up, actually. I tend to talk more than I sing, but when I'm busking, I don't talk. Like, I don't like talking, which is weird. I don't know why. You just kind of feel like you're talking down the street. I don't know. It's a strange thing, but in terms of performing, it's very similar. Like, when you're singing the songs, you're singing them the same way, and you kind of put as much energy and passion into a busking as you would in a gig. So yeah. I think the talking kind of is the only thing. I'm like mute when I'm busking. Polar opposite when I'm doing gigs. So.
Yeah, because I suppose when you're busking, you have like a changing audience the entire time.
Yeah, it's funny. And like anytime I do talk and I'm busking, you kind of just like, someone's always looking at you a bit funny or something, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm going to stop talking. Get all embarrassed. Like,
it's such a bigger space, I suppose. But this is going to be amazing. Lots of planning will go into it.
Yeah. So far, yeah. It's weird, you know, like when you're doing sports lots, you kind of get to just show up and do the gig, where it's like the complete opposite. You're kind of, everything's on you this time. So yeah, a bit of responsibility, but we'll figure it out. It's gone well so far. So
what is that like? How do you plan for a support slot?
For the support gigs, I kind of just like practice and show up kind of thing. Okay. You know, like it's somebody else's gig and you are kind of just, as it suggests, supporting them. You know, like it really is kind of their big moment. So I never intend to take away from that or anything. So I literally try to be as simple and quick as possible. Show up, plug my guitar in, sing my songs and kind of like shimmy out of the way so that someone can have their big thing. But I think support slots are a great crack because it's kind of, it's similar to busking. It's a similar challenge. Like, you're trying to get people's attention. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about support slots. Like, and that's not offensive or anything. It's just nobody really thinks about it. And then, so it's kind of like when you first come on stage for the first song, you can kind of tell nobody's really listening. So it's kind of like a fun challenge as the set goes on to see, can you kind of get everyone's attention,
turn them
or at least
around
some people's attention. So I find that really fun because I see it as kind of like a game to try to get people to listen. You know?
I like that, but I also like support slots. Like, I always try and get there.
Yeah,
in time,
you're probably one of those kind people. Some people just like to chat at the bar louder than
you're
singing.
Don't talk to me about talking people. I can't be dealing. I'm one of the shushers in the corner.
Yeah,
going,
I appreciate that on behalf of all the support acts. Thank you, appreciate it.
So you've been away writing and putting together some music.
Yeah, it's been a while. I actually haven't released stuff in a really long time because I kind of just wanted to. to write and record kind of the best stuff. And I do feel like I'm kind of writing the best I ever have. So the time has been good. It's kind of like you get real like angsty when you're not releasing stuff or like doing something all the time. Because you're like, I should be doing more. But yeah, it you kind of need the time to really focus on the writing if you want it to be as good as it mm-hmm. can be. So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm just recording it all now, so.
Is there pressure to kind of always have something to show people?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, and I think because of social media as well, because you're, you know, the Irish music scene is very small. We all would know each other, even roughly, like even if yeah. you're not best mates, everyone knows yeah. everyone. And so you're kind of, by default, always comparing yourself to everybody else. And it's like, oh, so-and-so has a gig and so-and-so's posting 10 TikToks a day and I can't even record one. and all this stuff, like this person has a support slot or they have a new song out or an EP, all this kind of stuff. And you're kind of always... you're just comparing yourself and you kind of always feel like, geez, am I one step behind or I should be doing more? So it was like, honestly, such a challenge to like force myself to not just put something out in a rush or like speed something up and actually take the time to try and make sure it's perfect. Because that's kind of what I've done before, you know, you're like, oh, I better just put it out. I'm going to do it now. And then afterwards, I kind of always regret it. I'm like, I should have given that a bit more time. So this is kind of the first time I've ever really stuck to my guns and mm-hmm. like just given it as much time as it needs. So yeah, but hopefully that means when it does come out, it will feel even better. So.
Absolutely. And it's nice to kind of give the time to be able to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it is hard though. You're kind of always like on edge, like, oh, I should have done this, should have done that, should be doing more. But yeah, sure. It'll be worth it when it's all done.
I think that's just society now. I think we're all like, yeah, we need to be doing 500 things. Otherwise, we're not
being... just social media as a whole, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it probably is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, look, it works out either way. So yeah, that's the main thing. So it's amazing and I can't wait to hear the new music. We're going to play a little question game. So I'm going to get you to pick a number between 1 and 6, please.
1 and 6?
Mm-hmm.
4. 4 is a solid number.
4. What has been the biggest moment of your career so far?
Ooh, easily opening for the Swell season in Vicar Street last summer. I was... probably not good enough or established enough to do that gig and I completely chanced my arm and just DM'd Marketa Glova on Instagram and was like, can I do this? Thinking that she wouldn't reply, like, because I do that all the time. You send text emails to everybody, like, yeah. and half, like, more than half the time, 90% of the time you get no reply, especially from somebody like that big. And she kind of texted me back and was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, what? And then
you're
I kind of was like completely caught off guard by the fact she actually said yes. I was so shocked. So that was kind of how I got it. It was a complete fluke. And then I went on to do the gig and my friend Dylan Harcourt was opening the second night. So we kind of got to have the experience together. And it was just the most fun I've ever had at a gig. But it was also like the crowd was incredible. Glenn and Marketa were two of the nicest people I've ever had the privilege of opening for as well. Like, they were so accommodating. They were always trying to help, give advice, like all this kind of thing. And they really gave, you know, time to talk to us after and before the gig as well. And like, they were busy. Like, those were big shows that they were prepping for, you know. And their music, like the Swell season, it's just to even see them live that night, if I had just gone to the gig, would have been incredible. But like, to be a part of it, and their fan base and stuff was just so nice. Like, it was like, it kind of could feel when I was on stage, like the crowd kind of wanted the best for me. Mm-hmm. Do you know, they were really trying to help it work, which was, it was just incredible. It was one of the coolest nights ever.
And Vicar Street is deadly.
I know. Oh, it's such an iconic venue as well. Like, it was completely sold out. It was packed out. And I even got like a sing-along going, which to happen in a gig, in a venue that big, again, completely chanced my arm. I'm way too big for my boots for stuff like this. I'm always like, ah, I'll be grand. Same attitude.
You have to try though.
Yeah,
you know?
But like, I didn't plan it because I honestly was like, this isn't going to work. And then when I got there and I was in the middle of the gig, I was like, this crowd is nice enough that this actually might just
They'll
work.
They'll try at least.
Yeah. So it was like, in the moment I was like, you know what, I'm going for it. I'm just going to do it. And they completely sang back. It was so cool. Like, that room's huge. If you've never been in it, it's massive. And like, to hear that many people, and it was one of my original songs that they were like kind of singing back to me. So it was so cool. I would relive that night a million times if I could. By far the coolest thing I've ever got to do.
Very cool. Okay, let's go one more. 1 to 6.
3.
Okay, you have an unlimited budget for a music video. Ooh. Who do you get to star in it?
Oh God. Jeez, that's a really good question. I think sticking with Irishness, nice. I'd probably want Saoirse Ronan to be in it because she's unreal. Depending on what the song was about, but I feel like no matter what it is, she'd probably figure it out. And, you know, it'd be nice to have an Irish person in it. You can have a hot Irish cast. You can figure it out. We could get Barry Keoghan or Paul Mescaline with her.
That'd
you know
be
what I mean?
Cool.
Figure it out. If we, if we could, you know, if we could get more people in. We'd have everyone. Basically everyone who's at the IFTAs the other night. Just get them all in. And we
just
can,
come on, guys. Here. We'll all do it together. You're fine. So you're going to perform Somebody's Baby for me now. Tell me a little bit about the song.
The song, it came out actually the night of the Glen Hansard gig last year. And I kind of wrote it inspired by some of the homelessness that I've seen from busking. But it kind of stemmed from just a bigger idea of kind of just the realisation that everybody is somebody's baby, kind of like me and you. Everyone is somebody's son or daughter. And that kind of extends way past homelessness, extends to everything, everything that's happening in the world right now. Like everybody, regardless of if you know them, don't know them, a stranger, someone on the other side of the world, is just somebody's baby in the exact same way that you and I are. So that was kind of where the idea for the song came from, and it just kind of fell out that way. So
excellent. And you're going to be in Whelan's upstairs on Sunday the 12th of
Sunday
May.
The 12th of May. If you're not going to Mass, come to my gig.
Absolutely, you could do both.
Skip Mass. I'll get a priest in. You'll say Mass
you
before the gig.
Once in the morning, once at night. You can get both in. You can totally do both.
Yeah, exactly. God won't mind. I put in a good word. He said it's fine. That's the only other thing you'd be doing on a Sunday night. So come to the gig. You go crack.
How can people keep up to date with everything you're doing?
I am. I'm on all the social medias except Tinder, and I will be posting all about it on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. Literally, just look up Leah Moran Music, and I should come up. Hopefully.
Excellent. This is Leah Moran with Somebody's Baby on FM 104.
Met a lonely man on the way to my boy's side. Stopped for a second, left some money in his car. I know damn well he's gonna spend it on drugs, but I've a roof over my head. So who am I to judge? 'Cause we work on the same street. So our worth trying to make ends meet. And he needs it a hell of a lot more than me. But my cup's always more full, it seems. 'Cause I've got a guitar in my hands rather than a sign with hopeful demand.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.